And it's ministered by supernatural means. So what do we mean? What we mean is this. When you come to receive the presence of God deep into your soul, deep into your life, how do you do it? You must come like a child in total dependence on God. One of the keys of the covenant is the degree by which we are dependent on God for it. This is a covenant that God is working. It's God's work to do this. Now, what he requires from us is cooperation. That's why he says you can't come unless you're drawn by the Father. Does that mean that the Father's going to say, well, I'm not sure if I want you? No, Father says, I want you all. Don't think God's saying, oh, there's only a select few here, I'm not sure about you. No, God's saying, I want you all to come. But it's how do you come? When I think of modern man entering the presence of God, you know, it's almost as if man blusters into the presence of God. Here I am, God, and here I am, and I'm giving you a bit of time today, and hurry up, Lord, because I've got some favorite programs on the television, and hurry up because I've got some other things to do. So please be quick, and thanks, Lord. Amen. And you can almost feel that man is coming to God and saying, well, look, Lord, I'm the boss here, and you should be grateful anyway. And God says, well, you're never going to find the glory of my covenant when you come like that. The glory of the covenant is given to those who really seek God and will wait long in his presence. You know, I wish I could say, oh, you just come and that's it, 5 minutes is enough. It is enough, 5 minutes is enough. It's not the time, it's the attitude. You must really come out of the impatience of soul, out of the rush and into rest. That's the key. Put all these scriptures together. Hebrews 3 and 4, rest, enter into rest. Hebrews 10 verse 19, enter the holiest. John 6, coming to the point where you eat the flesh, drink the blood. What you've got to do is really realize this is not a 10-minute wonder. It's not a hobby that you're going to do in your spare time. This is going to be the thing you most live for. And you're going to stop rushing around, madly dashing. You're going to sit in the presence of God until you find this. You're going to let God be God. You're going to kneel before him. You're going to bow down to God and you're going to let God take control. You can't take control of this. If you remain in control, you will not know the glory of the covenant. This is when you spend time with God and say, God, I want you to lead me. I want you to take control. I want you to show me the secret of your covenant. And really, these secrets are open secrets, but there are very few people who've got time enough for God. It's quite astonishing when you think about it that man has time for everything. Some people can spend hours reading the Straits Times. They've got time. They've got time to watch television. They've got all kinds of things they can do, but when it comes to giving time to God to show us the secret of his covenant, then we say, well, I haven't got time. 5 minutes is more than I can give. And it's not a question of time, it's a question of priority. When something is important to us, we find time. And one of the things that We say, Lord, give me salvation. We find time to ask for that. Forgive me, Lord. We find time for that. But to say, Lord, Show me the secret of your covenant. Take me into the mystery of the new covenant. God says, are you serious? Come and sit down with me. Just sit there. Just calm your soul. Let me just calm your soul. And as you calm down and you stop fidgeting and you become quiet, and it can sometimes take some time, God says, now look, I'm going to pour my presence on you. And you're going to know my presence in a different way than you've ever imagined it. This isn't going to be like a tickling thing on your soul that's going to make you jump and leap. This is going to be something that will take you out of yourself. It'll make you worship and wonder. When we come to the bread of his presence, the pierced bread of his presence, we come to rest. Then we come to worship. You know that worship can never take place in an impatient soul. Worship doesn't really go on in a restless soul. Worship is from a restful heart. Faith is itself resting in God's promises. Faith is understanding that God will do it. And as you begin to worship, you look at God and the presence of God is ministered, the glory of God, you forget about yourself and you're wondering now, you're worshiping God. And then as you go on deeper and deeper, you suddenly come to this utter stillness of God's being that is still and yet is full of life. Stillness can be the stillness and deadness of the grave, or it can be the stillness of the abundance of God's being. And in the stillness before God's throne, there is abundance that cannot be described. And then, in the midst of the stillness, God speaks. And when God speaks from that place, what he says is imparted. And you come to the mystery of impartation. When God imparts himself in the Holy of Holies, there is something taking place whereby there is a union of God with man. The glory of the covenant is most revealed when in the depths of communion with the bread and the wine, the communion, the common union, the communion, the making one. What happens in that deep place is that God and man in oneness blending. And a man is one with God. When we think of Jesus, we know he said, I and the Father are one. But the purpose of the covenant is that we may be one as he is one with the Father. And that's the glory of the covenant is finally expressed in John 17. But the absolute goal of the covenant is perfect unity and union with God. There's a great hymn, it says, it's the great hymn of the full salvation, full salvation, full salvation. See the end, how does it go? Full salvation, full salvation. Lo, the fountain open wide. Streams through every land and nation from the Savior's wounded side. But then it goes on to say, lo, my heart, the Spirit's shrine. God and man in oneness blending. Oh, what fellowship is mine. Full salvation, raised in Christ to life divine. And these words express some of the wonder of the covenant. We are raised in Christ to utter unity and union with Christ. Well, when we teach these things, you sometimes feel so weak. Words seem so weak. But the truth is, they are pointing to the glory. God wants to show us the glory of his covenant, wants to make us one with himself by the blood of his Son. We've got more to say from Galatians on Saturday, but let's close now and let's pray now at this point. Let's pray. Full salvation, lo my heart, the Spirit's shrine. God and man in oneness blending, oh what fellowship is mine. Full salvation raised in Christ to life divine. Lord, there is power in this covenant to wash the stains of generations from our hearts, to break the curses of generations, to change our heredity, to wash our hearts clean and establish rest and fullness of the Spirit in our lives. Do it, we pray. I pray for all my brothers and sisters here. Fill us with the glory of fellowship in Christ. Do it, we pray. Let these things go on in the secret place. Let there be abundance of fellowship with God. Unity, union, communion. Pour out your Holy Spirit and make these things real, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for being so patient and such a wonderful class. Thank you. See you on Saturday if you're able to come.